Hey, this is Journey Back Home, a podcast for returnees, those in transition, and the just curious.
We're your hosts, Bookie O
and Jamila Zaria,
two girls who packed up life abroad and moved back to Nigeria.
Why? Honestly, we're still figuring it out.
Every week, we will spill on the real stuff.
Culture shocks, money talk, career pivots, starting over, and all the chaos in between.
So whether you're planning your move,
already here,
or just here for the vibe, there's room for you on this journey.
This is Journey Back Home. Let's get into it.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Journey Back Home. So this is episode 6, and this is all about the people chapter. This is about finding love, friendships, and just finding your tribe.
Yeah, and sometimes that can feel daunting when you just moved like me. Mm-hmm. And it's great to know you have like someone that is already here. But if you don't have people already, you don't know anyone.
Yeah.
I think building some sort of connection or rapport before with people that you already know, because I'm sure that the people that are coming back as well might have some connectors. Like you have family here. And people, which I found as well, was that people are really willing to like say, oh, I have a cousin here. Oh, I have a friend here. Yeah. And they really are wanting you to not feel so lonely, especially when you initially move.
Yeah, I think Nigeria has a lot of social spaces. Mm-hmm. So be willing to go out, to network, to meet people. There's always something going on. Yeah. Always. Like you can follow platforms or you can even just like check online. There's always something to go. Like come out of your comfort zone. And I promise you, you would meet someone that you would love and build that friendship. I'm just grateful that I have you. We'll do this together.
Yeah, me too.
And I've obviously known you for a while, but we're here in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. But I've also had like loads of friends and other returnees that returned that we just gelled and got along with. People that I met in workplaces. Even I have friends in NYC. I feel like Nigeria gives you so much opportunities to make friends. Mm-hmm. Making friends. Like I always hear and see that people find it hard. Mm-hmm. And I find it hard to understand. Mm-hmm. The only way you won't make friends is if you're staying in your house and not socializing.
Okay.
If you're outside or you go out or you be intentional, even in your workplace, like it's very easy to make friends.
Okay.
Yeah. So I love that about Nigeria. I love like that there's always something to do and there's always people to meet. So just having that open mind will definitely guarantee you some friends.
Yeah, that's good. And like for me, I've just signed up to the gym. So I'm doing things that, like you said, to at least open up my world so that I'm not just, like you said, stuck at home. Because I am a bit of a homebody. I love being at home, but I also, I'm actually quite social. I like to do things. It's just on my own terms and kind of vibes. But yeah, I think I also have to take this advice because I can like, be quite comfortable in like my routine and not go push myself out there. But the only way that I'm going to meet people is by actively doing the things that are a bit challenging for me initially, of course. And then, and I think with like making friends here, one thing I always find or see is that, you know, you not knowing who to trust.
Mm.
And I think that's the hard part of like moving, because again, I think the barrier is you don't know people's intentions. And I think that comes with adulthood friendships as well, not just to do with being living here in Nigeria. But I think the added layer of being here in Nigeria is that sometimes, which I've faced in the past, is that girls can be a bit mean.
Yeah.
And they can be meaner than the average sometimes. And very openly mean, like sometimes I know that now I've seen like videos where
that argument, you saw that there was a TikTok thing that it was like UK girls versus Nigerian girls, and they were trying to discuss who's more meaner and who's more rude. I think personally that they're both offish. I think UK girls can be offish and Nigerian girls can be offish as well. I think generally your tribe will find you. When it comes to friendships, I've been in situations where I've been around girls and they've been very like rude or horrible or not so nice. And I've been in situations where girls have been very forthcoming and they've been welcoming and just, and then we've created friendships just off that. But I think when it comes to friendships, don't force it.
Don't force it,
especially in Nigeria. Do not force it because you will really regret it. I personally have had experiences of friendships that they didn't really work out. And I would say the biggest reason why they wouldn't work out or they didn't work out was the cultural difference.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because...
Why would you say that?
Growing up in the UK, friendship is a normal thing. Mm-hmm. And also, I think the way we do friendship in the UK is a lot different to the way...
How would you say it's different?
I personally think that UK... My friends in the UK, they're more loyal. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, more intentional and they put in effort. Mm-hmm. And my thing with, like, friendships here is that they've had these friends for a long time.
Okay.
And they stick with the girls that and the people that they've known.
What, like since they were kids or something?
Yes, since they were kids. Okay. Yeah. So like they have their circles. Mm-hmm. So as an adult, like trying to make friends with people that have their circle of friends.
They're not trying to let anyone
in. Yeah. They're very like closed off.
Okay.
And it's very rare for you to enter those circles.
Okay.
It's usually by referral or because this person.
Referral.
Yeah, well, it is kind of like that. Like, it comes from somebody has to bring you in.
Okay.
You don't just come. And I guess it's also because guards are up as well. Mm-hmm. Like, Nigerian girls are a little bit more protected of their space or their. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, I think UK girls are just like outgoing and outspoken and very friendly. Mm-hmm. Like, the conversation, that argument that was going on TikTok was that a girl had walked into a space and she had said hi to everyone. And immediately,
no one said hi back.
But it's a norm for me to walk into a space
and say hi. And also expect a response a back.
100%.
Yeah. Even if you don't know each other, it's the most polite thing to do.
So that standoffish, offish behavior vibe is very
apparent.
Like,
I think I faced it more so with like, when my party girl days is that, you know, you would say hi to some girls this on a Tuesday. You can see them literally Wednesday night again. And you'll be like, you've never met them before. And you're like, hold up, wait a minute. As we were even hanging out.
Yeah.
We were bantering and stuff like that. And now this reception I'm getting is as if I'm a stranger.
Yeah.
So do I want to say, is it because you're drunk? But when it happens a few times that I don't know what I'm going to be receiving, I don't want to say hello. And then you end up becoming that standoffish person that you don't want to be because of the reactions you've been getting.
Yeah.
So you end up like kind of also retracting. But I guess this is just me saying like, be you always, be the polite, the friendly person. Mm-hmm. And like Bookie rightly said, your tribe will find you.
Yeah.
Those bad energy people, let them stay far away. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because there is honestly no point. We're too grown for like people to be standoffish. And I get that it's harder to make friendships when we're older. But you also, I mean, I know people say no new friends, but I don't really get that because if you, and not to say you need new friends, but I think it's nice to have new friends because I think expanding your friendship circle helps you to also grow. I love meeting new people. I love knowing where your like your own thought process.
Yeah.
I don't need you to think like me. I need you to have the same values as me, but I don't need you to be like me. And I love meeting people who really have walked a different way of life for me because it challenges the way I think and the way I do things and even can even open you up. And even in your something as little as your business, because you would something that you never would have thought of is something that could be planted just from a conversation that you never even had, would have had, I mean, so.
Yeah, I think also when I first moved back, I had all my friends in the UK, like my closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing it was, I found that the distance started to become more and more.
It did get in the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I found that like, because obviously they would like have meetups or link ups or birthdays, celebrations, and I wasn't there, I felt like I was missing a part of that. And that really, really, like it was hard for me. Yeah, so I really dealt with moments of loneliness or feeling like I was, like, away. Mm-hmm. But as I grew into Nigeria, like, a few years on, I realized that it's not that they're far away. It's just about intentionality. Like, the friends that want to be your friends, they will go the effort to make sure they check in on you, they call you, they're a part of you. Like a lot of my friends, they come to Nigeria often. So that makes me feel like, oh, okay. And me too, I go to London often.
Yeah.
But also like, I didn't I stopped relying on just those friends. I realized there was so much time in the day that because they're so far away, they have their own lives and they're not here. I now needed to make other friends.
Friends that were actually physically here with you.
Physically here, but also create routines and like things to do. Mm-hmm. So like you said, going to the gym, going to events, going to work, that made me become a little bit more out there and it stopped me from feeling lonely and feeling like I was by myself. Mm-hmm. So really do come out of that comfort zone. Like you're not alone. It's just sometimes it can be your mind will make you feel like just because they're not near you or close to you that they're not there. Yeah. But sometimes it's just that the distance does. Like, you know how they say distance makes the heart go fonder.
Yeah.
It's not just for relationships. It's for friendships as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I missed my friends. So I now knew that I needed to reach out to them. Mm-hmm. I needed to make an effort. I needed to plan events. Mm-hmm. So I've traveled with my friends. Mm-hmm. Even though I live here, they live there. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we've realized that, okay, we need to really work on this.
Yeah.
We need to be intentional. We need to plan ahead so that I'm involved in things. But at first, I know it could be tough. It could be really lonely and really sad, like you're leaving everything behind, and it feels like, oh, just because my friend is not down the road, I can't just go there. You have to create new routines that fill that gap, that fill that loneliness, and network and find like events or things to go. Like, if you guys want to know where to go in this Lagos, holla at me. Yeah,
I know the places,
and there's always
a vibe.
Always somewhere to go.
Okay,
always. Fair. Yeah, Lagos is so fun. Like, I love it so much because I can literally just be like, oh, I'm bored, and just go to a restaurant and sit there by myself. I love going out by myself.
That's
because
why I
always
too.
Meet people.
And I was saying to you that is it weird? Like, I don't know because I feel like Nigeria is quite social. So is it seen weird, like if you're just sitting there by yourself?
Yeah.
Or because I feel like people do that a lot in the UK, go to cinema by themselves and all those type of things. But like, I love that to hear that you're doing that. You're going to places by yourself,
going out by yourself is you loving on yourself.
No,
you
100%.
Showing that yourself that you love yourself. So I know a lot of people are not too prone to doing it, but I think once you love yourself,
you're
like
gonna enjoy company.
Honestly, and you want to treat yourself to like outings by yourself. And trust me, you would meet. You can be sitting in a bar and like people come up to you, like especially if you're single. You need to be outside, not in your house. You need to step out. Like, you need
put
to go.
Put on a cute dress.
Yeah.
Put
like,
your makeup
dress
on,
up.
Girl.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. Like, get ready. Go out and mingle.
Yeah.
Like, trust me, you can just start with that. Go into a nice new restaurant. I promise you, you probably meet, like, a few people.
Yeah, fair.
I've been out so many times, and then I ended up meeting people that bought me drinks and that I spoke to, asked me for dates after. And obviously, I'm single. We're going to go into that dating life.
Yes. So how is dating life here?
Honestly, I would say like dating in Lagos is a little bit hard. People have a culture to date. So to take you out, to go out. That's normal. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the UK, I don't really think that is as frequent as it is here.
So you wouldn't be dating if you didn't want to date. Here it's like you can just go for a date.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Literally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With no real like expectation to it. Like,
exactly.
It could
like dating
up.
It can be very casual.
Sure.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think people like there in the UK, dating is more intentional.
Okay.
Yeah. People get on apps and be like, okay, I want a date. Mm-hmm. I want to go like, or people would just like, it's intentional, but here it's like dating is casual. It's normal. Okay. It's like, you can go on a
date.
You're
a fine girl. Let's go out to eat.
100%. Okay. Like, it's very, you can meet someone today and tomorrow they're taking you on a date.
Okay.
Like, it's often.
Very fast.
But
it's
my issue is not with the dating scene. My issue is with the men here. I don't know what is wrong with them because you have like 50% or more that are married and are off the market, but they're still in the market.
They're still
what
in
are you
the
doing
market.
Outside, moving to girls, and you're married? Mm-hmm. That's such a norm here.
Yeah, that is.
And it's
very, very, very,
like, annoying.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be out. I mean, it's different for some people, like married men.
And if you like that,
that's your business.
That's you.
Yeah.
But for us girlies,
it's a no for me.
Yeah.
I don't do married men. And I feel like there's too many married men trying to date single ladies. Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes it difficult because you don't know. My first question now is, are you married? Like, it's literally, I don't even ask your name. Are you married? That's all I want to know first.
Yeah.
Because there's so many married men outside.
But the thing is, I always notice is that they tell you. It's not even that they're trying
to... Not all of them,
really,
though. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of them, like, are either wearing their ring or they're like, it's almost like, yeah, but... There's always like a yeah, but...
No, it's a mix. Like, you have a lot that are never going to tell you.
Okay.
They're trying to be, like, very...
You're the... Give you the special treatment, but they have a wife.
You have the ones that, it's a norm for them. Their wife probably knows, and they're just outside that. Yeah. Like, they're probably married being one of those people that were already outside.
But I think it's also because very normalized here.
Yeah.
Like, it's weirdly normalized. And I think that's something that struck me when I first, like, started coming to Nigeria more.
Yeah.
Was when I would go out to dinner. Yeah, you're right. It'll be married men on our tables and stuff like that. And at first, I used to think, like, I literally did have, like, this is weird.
Yeah.
But the more you're here, the more it starts to feel normal. And I think that was the part that I hated.
Yeah.
And why I think for a while I stopped coming. Cheating is so normalized, and you can be out with people who are married and they can be flirting with you. And you can think that's normal, but it actually isn't. And I guess, you know, that whole what you attract. Like, and I don't want to attract that. I really want that to be so far away from me. I don't want to be attracting people that think it's okay to be flirting with me when you're married, because I'm now a married woman. And if you're going to be flirting with my husband, fuck off. Like, fuck right off. Don't even be flirting with me as well. Like, I'm a married woman. Like, and I love my husband.
But married men don't care. Like, you may be a married woman, but they actually don't care. Like,
and
they
sometimes
will
I feel
still
like
flirt
it,
with
I,
you.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel, I don't know, weirdly, I sense that me saying I'm married adds some, like...
They love it more. It's weird.
Some weird, like, thing to it. It's like, you're married. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's so... Do you know what I would say is that, like, one thing you're going to have to do when you come to Nigeria is to hold on to your values and your morals. Mm. Like, and because Nigeria will shake you so much that sometimes your values and morals might reduce a little bit, or you may be tempted to do things that are bad, maybe because that's what you're seeing as the norm.
Yeah.
But if you are, like, for us, we're Christians, we believe in God.
God, yeah.
Like, if you're prayerful and, like, you have your belief system and that's what you stand on, you cannot be changed.
Yeah.
But never, not to say some days you may do some bad things. you may collect some money from married men, because I'm not going to not say I haven't, but I did not do nothing with them. Just disclaimer. No, but like, I have to just say that. I have to put that out there. Like, because, like, sometimes I just think to myself, if these married men are disturbing me, why not chop their money and run? Why not? But then it's wrong.
Gosh,
I would say just stay close to your values. Like, stay your beliefs and just remind yourself every day of who you are, because they will test you. They will test you, very much. But how has it been a married woman in Nigeria? Obviously, you met your husband in the UK.
No, I met him here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I met him here. It was actually at my friend's wedding.
Were you open before to dating?
To be honest, I had done long distance before with someone that lived in Nigeria and had vowed to never do it again.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, no, I'm done with that. And I always felt like the Nigerian guys that I dated had, like, this... I don't know, because I think one thing,
like,
I noticed...
You like Nigerian men, right?
I love Nigerian men. Okay. Like, that is...
What do you like about them?
I just love, like, the energy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I have a type, but my type is... like, the energy Nigerian men give you. Like, they come with authority. They come like
they're
gonna...
They gift you, they treat you, they spend money on you. Oh my gosh, who doesn't love it?
Yes, I love that part. But what I love is that when a Nigerian man comes into a room, like, with the confidence they have, like, they own that room. And I think that I find that quite sexy. Like, I won't lie to you. Be the don. Be the don dada.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to be my don dada, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I love that energy that you will get from a Nigerian man who's about his business. It's not the one that is
wayward.
Yeah, and that's has a wandering. Like, I do not find a wandering eye attractive. That's like, it's so kind, it's so ill to me.
There's red flags like, that you will see, and you really need to be like, oh no,
alert.
This, yes, definitely.
Yeah. But I will say, it's like one thing I did notice, even with like dating Nigerian before I married like my husband, is that money plays a huge role, and I get it in relationships more so here than I think I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
Like, of course, women have expectations, but men's, because of those expectations that are ingrained into, I guess, back into like gender roles, like what we were kind of saying in our previous episodes of the dynamics of men and women. And that dynamic stems even into relationships of how the men show up. And I think Some men can say women can feel entitled. And I can say, for me, is that because they think they can buy you, they lack this emotional intelligence and this way to speak to you, and think because maybe they've flown you out or bought you gifts that they can do as they please. They can do whatever. So that's why they can cheat, because, is there no house?
Am I not paying the bills? Am I not doing that, spending money?
Yeah. Are you suffering? Mm-hmm. And that is how they perceive it. And just because you're a provider doesn't mean you're providing in other aspects. Like, providing financially is not the only way to provide. Honestly, to me, it's the basic.
Least
it's the least important. I wouldn't say, I would not lie to you. It's not the least important.
It's not the top of the list, I don't think.
It's not, I would say, I would even argue that it's not that it's not on top of the list. It's just not the only thing on the list. Yeah. And it's annoying that it feels like, because you bring that, that's the only thing I should chop, and I should shut my mouth and let you do as you please. Hell to the effing no. Like, when you saw me, you saw Fine Girl. Was I suffering when you saw me? If you didn't see me suffering, leave me the hell alone. Do not come into my life and bring disparity, bring anything unlike that. I came in peace. Continue to bring me peace. Honestly, because it's just going to piss me the hell off. Like, I was fine before I met you. Now you want to be causing confusion here. Take that spirit and be going. That's how I feel.
No, yeah.
But I just... Yeah, but I'm grateful for the man that I have married, because, like...
He gives you everything. Yeah, you need.
Like, he definitely gives me what I need. And he is... He's just... He's my man, you know? I'm just happy.
My man.
So I have no complaints about that. But how does it feel now, like living in, I guess, Nigeria, being 30 and seeing like that? Do you feel like that's still an expectation to be like married? Because, you know, that's still conversations that I had, but do you still feel that as like being an expectation now?
I feel like the expectation for 30 and over will always be a thing for Africans, for Nigerians. So generally, the questions that I do get are often is, are you married? Or where's your husband? And things like that. But it really stems from your family. My family don't put pressure on me.
Yeah.
They understand that I'm waiting for the right person. And they understand that when that right person comes, I'm ready for marriage.
You're all in.
I'm all in. Mm-hmm. So I think... It depends on how much you pressure yourself. Mm-hmm, don't allow society or any pressure from the outside to affect you. You will, because what would happen is you will rush into relationships that are not giving.
Yeah.
And they're not the ones for you. Mm-hmm. One thing I've always said is that my biggest fear is to marry the wrong man.
Yeah.
I want to marry someone that's going to lead to purpose and that's going to push me further to my purpose.
Yeah.
So like, it just has to be the right man. And I'm in no rush. Like, if it happens now, if it happens in a few years, I'll be ready by the grace of God.
Amen to that, sissy. But on that note...
Yeah, that's our last episode for the season, guys.
Can you believe it? You've been here with us for 6 whole episodes.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Nah.
But thank you for joining in and listening and sharing and just everything. And we are so, so grateful. And we hope to come back next season with more, and more, and everything that you want, I guess.
So guys, please share your questions. What do you want to hear from us? Follow us, of course, on Journey Back Home Podcast, and engage, share with your friends, your community. And we want to hear what you guys think as well. And we will be active and we'll be seeing you. But thank you. We love you so much.
Bye.